Informational meeting today, just to let all of you know what we're going to do. We're going to adopt some rules in a minute, but before that, I'm going to give the committee a chance to introduce themselves, so you at least know who's sitting up here. And I'm going to talk for another minute here, just so anybody who wants to give a long-winded speech about all their accomplishments and time in the legislature and everything else can start taking notes. Senator Przanski, if you'd like. And then I want to give a couple comments just about the committee, the way we're going to run the committee. Not a lot about issues since bills haven't all been assigned yet. And then we'll finish up. I don't imagine take more than 10 or 15 minutes today. And next week we will hit the ground running. I'm Brad Avaki, and I represent Washington County and the Multnomah County area, northwest Portland, and I've served two terms in the House. I'm over here for the Senate first time this session, and have spent some considerable time in the past on both our Ways and Means Committee and Education Committees, but have also spent my time before that working on environment and natural resource issues. So it is a real pleasure to be here with this committee this session. Senator Atkinson, Vice Chair, do you want to go ahead?
I'm Senator Jason Atkinson. I'm a simple country boy. It's the first time I've ever been to the big city.
We'll try and help you along. Go ahead, Senator, and we'll finish up with you, Sue.
Floyd Przanski, State Senator representing Senate District 4, which takes in a good portion of Lane County and Douglas County, as well as a small portion, a very small sliver of Coos County. 7 years in the House, just completed 3 years in the Senate, starting my first full term here as a senator. And this is my first time to actually be assigned to the environment and natural resource subject matter area. So thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the opportunity to broaden my horizons and experiences.
Roger Beyer, Senator from District 9, Eastern Clackamas, Marion and Lynn Counties, two terms in the House, end of my second term in the Senate. Always have served on natural resources or whatever the committee has been called in the six sessions of the legislature.
And Senator Bates, who isn't here today, he's got a medical practice in Southern Oregon, you know, and with the weather the way it is and such, he left last night. And so we're missing him, but he'll be a great asset to the committee, too. And then probably the most important person at the dais is our committee administrator. And most of you know the committee administrator helps put together the agenda, keep the meetings rolling as they should, keep us organized. But Sue, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background, too.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is actually my first time as in the role of committee administrator. I have a background in environmental health with an emphasis in water and land use, and I would like to attest to the excellent training that we've received this past week, so we have a wealth of information, and I look forward to working with all of you. And I would like to just introduce Matt Davis, who's the committee assistant. He's new as well. He hails originally from Spray, Oregon, and we're very eager to get started.
Good. Let me talk mostly with the committee. I want to talk a little bit about the, I guess, some things I would like to see with regard to process for us that might be a little bit different than what all of us have done on some committees in the past. And it stems partially from this. I feel like we have at sometimes lost the art of debate, real debate on issues, and sometimes even our structure and the amount of time we spend just gathering information compared to the amount of time we actually spend talking together about the information before we make decisions has been out of balance. And so I will be setting up ample time in work sessions for us to have very candid debates about the issues. And I'm going to encourage...
I was just saying, upstairs we're in judiciary and the judges are telling us about setting legislative history, so it sounds like we'll have an ample opportunity to put a record on
or fax them to the record?
You know, part of it is legislative. When I talk about the art of debate leaving us, part of it is legislative history. There needs to be a record created that reflects not just the votes that we took, but why we did it, why we do what we do, why we develop the policies we develop. And a big part of that is having every one of us having enough time and enough freedom to say what we want to say on the record. And so I'm going to really encourage candid discussion at the dais when we get into work sessions amongst each other. And I'm going to set up enough time to do that, and I'm going to give you enough freedom to do it. And if that means, Senator Prozanski, you want to spend, 20 minutes, giving a speech about something, I'll probably cut you off at 7. But I want to encourage the speech making. I want to encourage the asking questions amongst each other and just good candid debate. The other is I am, to the best of our abilities, want to have close parameters on the bills that we have, meaning we will have a very busy committee. I mean, there are already a lot of bills that I think are pending that it could end up coming here. But we're going to have some huge issues in this committee, too, and I want to make sure that we have got the time we need to really master the information on those, on the bills that are really going to be moving towards a floor vote. So that we have time to vet them out very well. Now, that doesn't mean we won't spend some time, hearing bills that just have some other purpose that need to be vetted out that may not go to a vote, or that we just want to explore in preparation of future sessions. We'll be able to do some of those kind of things, too. But on the issues that are most important to this committee, I want to make sure we spend most of our work time on. So I will try, and I'll keep in close communication with everybody on the committee to help decide what bills those are so that we can focus our time on those. And then the last thing, I suppose, is this. Many of the committees traditionally spend 2 weeks. I've been in some, maybe three, having agency presentations or other things just to, give us the lay of the land. Well, the truth is the people that are sitting up at this dais have many, many, many combined years of experience in this legislative body, and many of them have dealt with the agencies on any number of issues we're going to have for many years. And so I am going to choose not to spend time with agency presentations unless any one of you come to me and say this is something in particular we want to hear. If that's the case, we'll set it up. But if not, as soon as we get our bills assigned, I intend to have the committee hit the ground running, and we'll bring in the agencies to present on specific issues when the bills come up. So just let me know if there's anything in particular different from that that you want to do, and we'll accommodate it. And then lastly, let me just say a couple words, and then we'll get to our rules, about, I guess, the direction of the committee itself. I don't know what bills we're going to get. The Senate President, at his pleasure, will give us the work that we need to do. I am anticipating that we may end up with some of the renewable energy bills. We may end up with something like the Oasis bill that Senator Nelson is working on. Bottle bills, recycling bills, we'll probably see some things like that. Folks know, and for those of you watching or that are sitting in the audience now, the Measure 37 and the land use issues will very gladly, from this chair's perspective, end up in Senator Prozanski's committee, and I encourage him to do all the necessary work there. Thank you, Senator.
You're welcome, I think.
But with respect to those issues and the others that we get, the notion of this being both an environmental and a natural resources committee, if we even want to define a difference between them, I just think is absolutely critical for our success this session. The whole identity for Oregon has been very closely linked to its water and to its lands, with strong timber industry, a strong fishing industry, and at the same time, history of national leadership on environmental issues, and Oregon, I think, doing a very good job, even though there are struggles over the last 40 years, of trying to find a balance between those sometimes competing interests and sometimes being interests that are in concert with each other. But a lot of the bills that we are going to get are going to deal with that exact type of a balance. And I'm really very glad to have the folks on the committee that we have on the committee, because I think we do have that kind of a balance. But it gives our committee an opportunity, I think, to really strike at the heart of that identity that Oregon has had for many, many years. And so I really look forward to some of the issues that we're going to get, like the ones that I just mentioned. Before we get to rules, anything else from any of the members?
Mr. Chair, maybe one caveat. My understanding is that we as a committee may be receiving some of the, call them more general land use bills. I don't think the committee I've been assigned a chair will get all of the land use bills, so don't think you're off scot-free.
Well, we'll certainly continue talking as the session goes, won't we? All right. The committee members, you've all had copies of the rules, and I'm assuming you've had a chance to read them. And Senator Atkinson, if you don't mind giving me a motion to adopt.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we adopt the Senate rules on environment and natural resources as proposed.
Okay. Senator Atkinson, having made the motion to adopt the rules, is there any discussion or objections? Okay. Seeing none, then those are the opinion that the proposed rules that we have before us today, I don't know that they're dated, 2007 session rules, will say aye. And Mr. Davis, if you don't mind giving us a roll call on the rules. Excused.
Senator Beyer?
Aye.
Senator Pozanski?
Aye.
Chair Abaki?
And aye. And so the were you in? Senator Atkinson?
Senator Atkinson?
Yes.
Okay, good. You know, it's customary with these kind of things for the chair to vote last. It worries me a little bit that the vice chair trumped me already, but I think we'll be okay.
We missed our first minority report opportunity already.
You did, didn't you? Yeah, well, let's keep up with that tradition. Having received unanimous vote, and the motion carries, and the rules are adopted. And actually seeing nothing further then, that concludes our first meeting. We'll be back on Tuesday if we have bills assigned enough for a hearing, and if not, then you can look forward to us next Thursday. With that, I close the organizational meeting.